Be'ezus Hashem Yisbelech, we begin Perek HaMish Asa, the 15th chapter in the Rambam says, as came the laws of Vessel and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity. We're continuing the theme of the previous parakim, discussing specifically regarding Kli Chayos, earthenware vessels. We discussed regarding what's considered the finishing of the making of the earthenware vessel to make it that it's a Kli for the Halachas of Tumah, and that of specifically regarding Tana Bekira, which are these types of stoves and ovens. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the specific of the Gemar Malacha, regarding of Taner, Kira, Kupach, these are different types of baking instruments. As Rambam says, in Kli Chayos Makabel Tumah, an earthenware vessel is not susceptible to Tumah, Asher Degoma Malachta, until the work is finished. Now, Me'emus or Gemar Malachta, what's considered the work is finished, that it's a Kli to Makabel Tumah, is Mishayit Sarvu, the term Tziruf, although it means combined, means when it's burnt in the kiln, in the furnace, Bakivshan, in the furnace. So, although you didn't finish all the work, because the craftsmen are still going to go ahead and smooth it and take off the edges before he sells it, but once it's already fired up in the oven, that's considered finished. Hataner, an oven, is Meshi Sekenot, when heated up, Le'efai Subganen, to bake donuts inside of it. Hakira, Akira is a stove that's meant for cooking, and there's room to put two pots on top of it, and there's two holes on the top where you put in the pots, and the fire is underneath. It's Mishayis HaKenu, when you heat it up, Kedei Levash Aleha, so that you would cook on it, Be'etzas Hartana Goylem, a chicken egg, which cooks very quick, Terufa, and it's already beaten, when the Sun Be'elpos, and it's already placed on the pan, so it's very quick. HaKoyfach, which is similar to that of Akira, but there's only room for one pot. So there it depends. If you made it for baking, so shiur katanu. So then it's similar to the measurement of an oven. Asur l'bishul, made for cooking, shiur kakir, then has the same measurement as that of a stove. Halacha base. Now, tanu shehischa levnoise. Regarding an oven that someone started building it. Now, what's important to know is that their ovens, their structure was like a large pot that was standing on the ground and it's connected with clay. And the Torah says, Tanu b'karayim yutatz, to teach that even though it's connected to the ground, it's not nullified to the ground and therefore it's still going to be mekabel tumah. Now, im ha'yagadol, if it was large, if you make a large oven, so mishayaskal b'arbab tzfachem b'yasekenu, the moment you started making the measurement of a height of 4 hand breadth, even though you plan on adding more and you heat it up, mekabel tumah, it's already mekabel tumah. Now, if you cut number small, is when you started, you made already a hand breath, and you heat it up, then the straight makabel tumah. Hakira, regarding that two-pot stovetop, as we mentioned, is when you start already 3 finger breaths and heat it up. And hakaifach, which again we said, that's somewhere in between the taner and the kira, where there's room for one pot, so it's like it's smaller, so hence it has a more intense heat like a taner, but ultimately, it's still shaped like that of a gira. So it depends. If you're made of a baking, which that's what you need for the more greater heat of like baking, which is harei katan, then it's like an oven. Vim labasha, made it for cooking, then a kakira, then it's going to have the locha like a kira, which again has different measurements as we mentioned. Locha gimel. Tanur shehusik me'achoyer. Now, regarding the following cases, an oven that was heated not from the inside as usually is, but from the outside, or shehusik me'beis uman, or it's just heat up from the craftsman who made it, but it wasn't heat up to bake from it. Or was even heated up unintentionally. But since ultimately it was heated up, here's a mekabel tumah, it's going to be mekabel tumah. And actually, Maisa, there was a story, that a fire caught onto an oven, in one of the villages, the story came in front of the courts, and they said, mekabel tumah is mekabel tumah, even though it wasn't heated up for cooking, it was heated up because the fire caught, it's already mekabel tumah. Now, let's say an oven was heated up not to bake inside of it, but rather to roast inside of it. But let's say it was lalabim by unishapishon. Let's say it was heated up to whiten bundles of flax, where it turns white when it gets heated. That's going to be pure sheinza oisam malacha b'guvatan. That doesn't do anything significant to the walls of the oven. Hence, that does not make it into a finished product to be mekabel tumah. Halacha hey taner regarding an oven shechatzatzir lishnayim, where it was separated into two. Into two parts. The hisik echad mechalokim. Now one of the parts got heated up, and then v'nit b'mashkim came tumim from liquids. So who tamei? So that part's tamei v'chaveiroi tahar, and the other part's going to be tar because that part you didn't finish the malacha yet. Now nit b'basheretz b'kayetzib by mitumim shalter. But if let's say one part became tumim from a sheretz or similar types of biblical tumas, then I'll call tamei. Then regarding a biblical tumim, the chacham more geyser a tumah even on the part that wasn't heated up yet. Now v'avishabinei. Now going back to the case of when it was tummy only from liquids, then va'avisha b'neim tummy. So the thickness between them is going to be tummy. I mean that wall that divides the thickness of the wall, that is going to become tummy. Now, who's kushneim? Let's say both of them were heated up, which makes it susceptible for tumma. And then manitma echmahen b'mashkin b'ava, but now only one of them became tummy in actuality with liquids in its ear space. So here chalken is obvious. So we divide the thickness of the partition. Hamashamish la tummy, the part that's functioning for the tummy part, meaning it's to the inner of that. So tummy, we're going to qualify that part of the partition as if it's part of the oven that's tummy. Latar, the other half, which is functions as really as the wall of its side, for the tar part, so that tar that's going to remain tar. Now, the bedroom, when we say this, it's only if you first made the partition and then you heated it up. So they're considered as independent. Let's say it was heated up and only subsequently was the partition made. So when it was finished by heating it up, this kli, it was all one vessel and it was all hoshel kabutumim, and then the nitma achman, then only one of the parts become tummy. Philip and Ashkin, then even though it was with liquids, nitma tol kahakol ovi becomes tummy, because making a partition after you already had the gemar malacha is not going to remove it from halacha of having a halacha of kabbalah's tumma, of being one entire kli for the halacha when it was you had the gemar malacha ready. Halacha above continues regarding an oven and the stove made out of metal. So tana akiri shel oven. First of all, an oven or a stove of stone, tarin lo'ilam, they're always going to be tar, and that's because stone ware is not makabal tumma at all, as we said in Perakav halacha vav, that they're not makabal tumma. Now, b'shem atecha, as it's made out of metal, tahorin mishum tana dekirayim, mean to say, it's not going to have the halacha, as we said in halacha beis, we mentioned that tana dekirayim are really attached to the ground. Anything attached to the ground is not makabal tumma. Tahor is machadish and said that tana dekirayim are excluded from this general rule, and then makabal tumma even though they're attached to the ground. So Rabbi Ram is telling us is that Tana Mikraim that says in the Torah regarding Tumah is only regarding earthenware vessels. But regarding a metal oven, the other Torah never said such a halacha, and never it's going to have, so it's going to be what we call Torah Mishum Tana Mikraim. It's not going to have the Tumah of an oven and a Kira. It will have like a regular metal vessel, but not for that of a Tana Mikraim. Krishnam, the Pasuk says regarding the oven, you taught that if it becomes Tumah, you have to smash it, which teaches us, as Sheyeshli Netitz, only that which could be smashed, like an earthenware, that's going to have the halacha. But, so although metal does not have that halacha, umitam mishum kli matches, but it will have a halacha of tumah as a regular metal vessel. Ketzad hasos, Ram illustrates. Eim istam in mavir, they're not going to have tumah from the ear space, because that's only by kli charis, and which oven has that in common. And v'leb b'mochum l'karka, neither will have the halacha if it's attached to the ground, kitan v'kirayim, which they're made of earthenware, and therefore that's the chiddush, that even though they're attached to the ground, they still have the halacha of tumah. Now v'mnoga b'han tumah afel macharein, but if let's say tumah touches this metal stove, even from the exterior, mistamen kishar kli matzah, it will have tuma in contrast to kli cheres, because it's not. This is like a regular metal vessel is mekabel tuma from the exterior. Now the nitmu b'mes, and if they become tuma from a dead person, nasan avat tuma kishar kli matzah, they become avat tuma like other metal vessels in contrast to that of an earthenware vessel, which never becomes avat tuma even if it touches the mess. And yesh len tar b'mikvah, and it also can be purified in the mikvah again, like metal vessels in contrast to earthenware vessels. Halacha zayin. Tanu shel matecha shenikiv. Now, interesting case. What happens? Okay, if the oven is made out of that, the oven's made out of metal, which does not have the halacha of a tanu b'kiraim of the tire. But then that nikiv has a hole, a nifkim, or it got the edge got ruined and it does not have. It's not easy to use. A nistag or cracked. Now, or shasam b'tit. Now it was plugged with clay, which is earthenware. Oy shasli tefela shel tit. Or you made a layer, you plastered it with clay. A musaf shel tit, or you actually what you did is you added on another level on the edge of the lip to make it higher the receptacle of the oven made out of clay. Harizim mistamim mishum tana. Now this will have the halacha of tumah because of an oven, because the clay now fixed the oven or made it bigger, so now it's qualified as an oven of clay. Which obviously we're talking about that you're heating it up the oven after you attach the clay, because only then is makabel tumah. Now v'kama yibanekim. Now how much does the hole have to be? That when you're plugging it with clay, it's going to have a locha of tana b'kiraim regarding laws of tumah, because now it's considered like as if it's made out of clay. It's kadesh yetsi by ha'ur, that the fire would be able to leave through that hole, which would lower down the temperature of the oven, and now the plugging of the clay is protecting for that heat. And mechem akira, something applies to a stove. Now, v'masal akira, let's say you made for akira, pitputim shel tit. You made where it sticks out of the edge of the kira, of the stove, so that you could put a pot on it, these legs of clay. Oh, then mistam mishum kira, then it's going to have the tumah of akira because of that clay element. Mercha betit, let's say you smeared it with clay, whether from inside or outside, Adayin ain't a mekabel tuma. No, it's still not a mekabel tuma as an earthenware vessel because the stove of metal, as it is, it maintains the heat for cooking. The fact that you're smearing, you're coating it with clay doesn't really affect it at all. Never, it maintains its status as a clay matris, which does not have the halacha of the Kabbalah's Tumah of a Tanner B'Kirayim. Halacha Ches. Tanner, regarding an earthenware oven, she'ein mechubo b'aretz, which is not attached to the ground. I feel a tola b'tamar gamal, even if it's hanging from the neck of a camel. How is the Tumah from Tanner? It's going to have the Tumah of an oven, which does exert a kasav. Shnolak says in the Pasuk, Tameyim, they're Tumah, b'chal makam, even if they're just hanging in the air. Halacha Tes continues regarding what other types of fiery areas, like a furnace or different types of ovens. So kur, a furnace, shel tzoyve matoches, which are from those who they smelt down the metals in a pit in the ground, which the bottom and the walls they coat with clay, and that's called a kur. And sheyesh bebeish fisa, so there's a crevice in the walls of this furnace where you could put a pot and you could cook what's inside of it. Then, only then, mistame kakira, then it's going to become tame like a kira. Meaning the fact that you melt metal over there will not give it the halachic status of a tanu b'kirayim. But the fact that there's a crevice over there where you could cook, that makes it like a kira, which is things that you cook inside of it. Which, obviously we have to be talking about that the clay that's smeared on the walls of the pit could stand on their own. Because the pit itself is not makabel tumah, rather it's the clay. And if it cannot stand on its own, it actually would be secondary to the ground. And so too regarding a stove of those who make glass. If it has an area where, because the fact that you make glass over there doesn't make it in time of a kira. But if there's a place where you could put a pot down and cook over there, then makabel tumah, that's makabel tumah, like a kira. Halacha yod. Kivshon shel sayodin. Regarding a furnace of those who make lime, where they burn stones over there to make lime, v'shal zogin, and those who make glassware, v'shal yitzin, those who make pottery, so tahirin, those are going to be pure because they don't smear them with clay. Hapurna, regarding an oven that opens up from the side, in contrast to in Talmudic times where it didn't, but our ovens open on the side like a purna, im yesh la doifin, which it's actually referred to as a levazvez, which the Rambam explains that to mean like a thick wall which stands on the bottom or on the top of the purna. And it's on this wall that they would put the pots and they would attach the bread. So then if it has this, then mistama, then it's going to be mekabel tumah. Halacha Yirav continues regarding if you make an oven out of stones or you attach it to the oven itself. Avonim shechir ben zu lezu. So let's say they're stones, they're attached one to the other. Vason taner. And it was made into like an oven. So im asalay tfeila, if you make it coated with clay, mibefnim u'bechutz on the inside and the outside, harizakatan u'chaldabah. So then it's like a oven, like all halachas, because again you coated it with clay. U'mistam ma'avire, and it's going to come tumah from the airspace, meaning because we said in halacha vav that a tanakir of stone is always going to be tar. Here, what we're teaching over here is that the coating of the clay will create it into a tanah shel cheres, and therefore it's because that's how you're making it in the first place into an oven. Now the mitvolim mebuchutz b'vav, but let's say you only coat it with clay on the outside, so then we give it like a quasi state, like a rabbinic, which mistam bebemag, it'll come tummy from touch, but v'le ba'ava, not from the airspace, to know that it's not really like a bona fide kli cheres. Now kibachim b'avon latan, let's say you connect stones to the oven, but v'lechim and zulz, you don't connect them to each other. So mistamas matana, they become tummy with the oven because it's like essentially like an extension of the oven, because you use it to move stuff, to move the oven itself. Now chibin zul lezu b'lechim latan. Let's say you connected the stones to each other and not to the oven. So arein ketira, which we'll see later on in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel what the tira is, but then it has the halacha like a tira. Now chafa ba'aretz ba'asat tira. Let's say you dug in the ground and you made a tira, so tahar. The reason why it's going to be tar is because the ground does not become tame, even when it serves vessels. And the tiras hakira, the tira of akira, of a stove, is tar. And the reason for that is because either because it's not normal for people to make a tira for akira, or because it's not necessary for the cooking, in contrast by the oven, which you bake on it the bread, and then you take it down, you put it on the tira. So therefore, then the tira is going to have alach of tumah, which obviously we're talking about where it's not connected to the kira, because if it would be, then it would be secondary to the kira. Halachah Beis continues regarding vessels and earthenware shards and pegs and stones that you make it into a kira. So as follows, shtei chavias. Let's say you have two barrels or shnei alpasin, or you have two pans. Shason kira that you make it into an oven. The way you do it is you put it near each other, and then it's like almost like an oven where you put you could put the fire in between them, and then you could put your pot on top of those two barrels. Let's say. So mistamin ba'aver ubemaga. Maga is seemingly unnecessary, just in contrast to the other halacha. But if tumah goes in the airspace between these two barrels, so then any food item that's found over there becomes tumah in that airspace. It's like an oven. It's like a kira, like a stove. And however, teichen shel chavias, but the internal of the barrels themselves, where the tumah is not going in over there, so tar, that's going to be tar, because essentially it's like the inner walls of the barrel is like the external walls of the oven. And the kli cheres, which is what an oven is not metame from its external walls. So therefore the inside of the barrel is going to be tar. Now the avi achavias, now the thickness of the walls of the barrels themselves, cholkun, I say, we divide it. And that is hamashamash is that which is the half that's assisting this makeshift, this ad hoc stove, is tame. Hamashamash is tekhav, is that which is serving the inside of the barrel, which or whatever is inside of it, is tar, is going to be tar. Lachid gimel, isa shlesha pit putim ba'aretz. If someone makes three legs of a trivet on the ground, like a tripod, and the chibram betit, and they connect them with clay, liyah shavas alin zekdir, so that you could place a pot on top of those, that tripod. So then, harizah tamei b'shem kira. It's going to become tamei because it's like functioning as a stove. That's what it is. So you could put a pot on top of it, and you could have the fire beneath it. Now, kovash leishim masmin b'aretz. Let's say you connect the three pegs in the ground, liyah shavas alin zekdir, so to put a pot on top of it. So even though you made on the top mokim betit, a place with clay, that the pot could sit on it, it's going to be tar, kakir shomatechas, like a metal stove, because the pegs, which are metal, is the primary vessel, even though you put some clay on the top, and therefore it's not going to be like a kira of cheres. Stones, if they were not smeared with clay, Shushavis alayin, where they're putting the pot on top of them, again, like as if it was a stove of stone, which is in halacha vav, which is not makabel tumah. Halacha yadalt, ho'isah shtei avon kid. If someone makes two stones into a stove, like we said, you put them near each other and you put the pot on top of them, you put it almost near each other, and the chibra metit, and it was also connected with clay. So mesamas, makabel tumah, like we said, like that of a kli cheres. Let's say you connected one with clay, but the second one was not with clay. So it's not makabel tumah. Both have to be halakha tazvav ha'evan, a stone, shushavis aleha va'al hatanur, where you're placing the pot that you're cooking in on top of half of it on the stone, and the other half on an oven, and the pot's on the two of them, or aleha v'al akira, or on it and on the stove, or aleha v'al kevach, or on that on the one pot stove. Either way, tameya. Just like two stones that you, from the previous halacha that you attach with clay, same thing over here, they would be mekabel tumah. Now, but a level, let's say it's on a stone and on a wall, or a level so on it and on a bedrock, meaning a stone that was there from the beginning of creation, they're not mekabel tumah, because the Torah tells us, tana v'kirayim yutatz. It's only that which could be smashed has tumah, that which is not smashed is not a tumah, and the wall and the rock does not have a halacha of netitza, therefore it will not qualify as a kira. Halacha design continues regarding the butcher's stove. Kidas hatabachim, which those who would sell cooked meat, they would attach to the ground many stones at a distance a little bit from each other, and they would put on every two stones a pot. So that was the butcher's stoves. Shunaisin evin, the side of that he puts a stone on the side of another stone, the kul mechabachas, but they're all connected with clay. Nitmas achasman, if one of them become tummy, loinit makulon, they don't all become tummy, which is very similar to the halacha of the tabla, the tabletop, which has these trays that are connected to it on Perke Gimel, Halacha Gimel, which we said that only each one is independent. Same thing is also over here. Halacha Yidzan, Sholosh Avanim Shechibin Matit. We're going to three stones that were connected with clay, and therefore Vason Shtei Kira. So that makes essentially like these two ad hoc stoves, because between every two stones is a pot. Where you could, it's like a stove, because you could put a pot over there and cook over there. So bein shechibin zula zub, lechibin lekarka. So whether you connected each one to each other and did not attach them to the ground, or bein shechibin lekarka, lechibin zula zub, or they were all attached to the ground but not attached to each other, in nitmas achas mishte hakiros. If one of the two, so to speak, stoves became tame, like for example, let's say a sheretz fell into the airspace between one of the two stones, so even hem tzois. So regarding the middle stone, hamashamish mimenu lekira tameya, because it's really part of both quote unquote stoves. So the regarding the middle stone, that's the part of it that serves the tame stove, which is really half of its thickness, as we said in halachid beis regarding the walls of the barrel. So that part's going to be tame. Now the part of it that serves for the pure stove is tar, it's going to be pure. Now let's say nitlu ha'evan achitzayna shel kira tahira. Let's say the outer stone that was functioning for the, so to speak, pure stove was removed, that outer stone. I only have these two stones remaining. So huchlutu amtsa is kula tuma. So now the middle stone, which is now the outer one, has been confirmed totally for tuma, because once you take the outer stone, it's only applicable for the other stone, which is the area of the kira that's tamei. Now let's say the other way around. Let's say the stone of the part that was from the tamei stove, well then tara ha'evanim tzayis kula, that totally purifies the middle stone because now it's only functioning for the tahar kira. Let's say nitmashteh chitzaynis. Let's say the two outer ones become tamei. And so essentially these two kirois are tummy. So im hoisa evanim tzoyz gedoyle, if the middle stone was large, very large, so what you could do is nice and menel kirazu, you could take from it for this stove, kadesh shvisa mitzida, so you could place a pot from one side, lakira shnia, and for the second stove, kadesh shvisa mekan, to place a pot on this side, and vashar tar, the rest of the middle is all going to be tar, because it's not functioning for either one of them. But the ma'isik tana, if it's small, it's all going to be tummy because it's functioning as parts of either side, which both are in his tummy. Now, nitlehem tzoy, so let's say the middle stone is removed. Im yachal lishvais al shtayim chitzay nisir gedoli, if you could still put a huge pot on these two outer stones, harei tummy, so they remain tummy, which they were each individually tummy, they remain tummy. Hayimur chokin yasim is there, but if they, let's say they were too far away that you couldn't even put on a large pot, then it's pure because now you have uprooted these two ad hoc stoves. Now, Hechzim says, when you put back the middle stone, everything remains as it was, meaning because you had demolished, so to speak, that those two stoves, by putting it back, it doesn't bring tumma. Now, Meir Chabetit, if you smooth it with clay, now it's going to receive tumma from here on, because now you're making it into, again, and that's if you heat up each and every one of them, so that you can cook on it an egg, which we said in Halacha Aleph, that a kira is not makabel tumah until you heat up that measurement. And now since you're making it like a new kira, you would have to heat up that measurement of making new stoves. Halacha Ches continues regarding the stones of this kira, that if you, what happens if you add on more stones on the sides? So shtei avanim. So let's say you have these two stones, shason kira, which was made into a stove, v'nitmes, and became tumah because some type of sheretz fell into that ear space. But then, v'samach le'evan zu mimeno, then they placed a stone near the stone that's from this, so to speak, stove. You placed Evan Achas Mikan, one stone on one side, but Lazoi Evan Achas Mikan, and to the other one, a stone on the other side. And you smeared it with clay, and now there's, so to speak, three stoves. The middle one is Tame as it always was, and the two outer ones are Tar. So Harichatzi Kol Evan, so now half of each stone, Mishtei Avne Hakira Harishoina, which are from the two original stones of the original inner stove. So the inner half of them are tummy. But v'chatzia evan, the outer half of those two inner stones are going to be tar, because now their outer halves are actually functioning as part of the tahar, the new tahar stoves, which is very similar to the middle stone that we mentioned in Halacha Yud Zayin. Now, nitlo hashtayim atayrish ha-samach, let's say you subsequently took away those two outer stoves that were tar that were put near those two inner stones. So then the two of the first original kira go back to their tuma, which this is not the same thing as putting back the middle stone at the end of the previous halacha, where we say everything's going to remain tar as it was, because here you didn't demolish the kira that was tame. Even before you took away the outer stones, it didn't remove the tuma from the inner stones, because the inner halves remain tummy. So therefore now, when you're only remaining with the inner stones, it's gonna have its entire tumma. But regarding the three stones, when you took away the inner one, everything was tar because it was like demolishing the kira. So that's why I said, where's the tumma going to come back and create now when you put it back in? That's rather like a renewal. Lochi Tess continues regarding a movable stove, duchan shel cheres, where they used to make from earthenware, a form of like a long square that had the length and the width and the height. And it was hollow from the inside. And the upper surface had these round holes, one in front of the other. And they would fill it up with hot ashes. And they would put vessels on the top, meaning on top of the holes. And that was called the duchen. And the duchen has three walls. And they would put it by the wall of the stove in a way that the wall of the stove was like the fourth wall of the duchen. So you have this duchen of earthenware. Sheishlei beis kibul that has a receptacle of hakadeiros, meaning they would put the pots in those holes on the roof of this duchen so that it should retain its heat. And v'haremetz nosen b'toichei, and they would have these hot ashes that's mixed in with some smoldering coals would be placed inside of it. So tar mishum kira. So in other words, we're saying that this duchen is not qualified as a kira regarding having halacha being mekabel tumah. It's not considered part of the stove itself. But v'tomishum kli kibul, it will be mekabel tumah because it is a receptacle. Now the figure therefore, so if this duchen was attached to the ground, tahar, it's going to be pure kashar kelim like all other vessels, because this is a novelty that the Torah says regarding only tanim v'karayim, that the mekabel tumah even though attached to the ground. Whereas other vessels, and the duchen is considered like other vessels, it's not going to be mekabel tumah. Now, vimnikiv, and if it develops a hole, if it becomes perforated, ain't a mekabel tumah, it's not mekabel tumah, kikli kibul, like all of the receptacles, that if it gets a hole, like a certain measurement, it's not mekabel tumah, in contrast to a kira that gets a hole, is mekabel tumah. Like the Rambam says, mashaykim kira, in contrast to what's the halacha of the stove itself. Now, hadstad in shalai, the walls of this duchen, hanageya behen, if tumah touches them, ain't a tumah mishum kira, it's not going to become tumah because of a stove, rather, like we said, because of a receptacle when it's not attached to the ground. Harachav shaloi, the wide part, there's a certain part of the duchen, a surface area that's wider than it, which attached with which they would sit on that when they were cooking. Shayyachun love b'shas bishul, that they sit in it when they're cooking. That's mistame im nitma haduchen. If the duchen becomes tummy, that becomes tummy with it. And b'china kofer sasal, so if someone turns over a basket, ubona kira al gaba, and he builds a stove on top of it, meaning similar to the previous halacha, that although it's like connected or somewhat related to it, does not have the halacha like the kira itself, this basket is going to have a tumah only like it's made out of, which is like a wooden vessel, but lemishum kira, not for the halacha of a stove. And which essentially, if we're saying that if tumah touches it, we will not say that the basket is secondary to the stove. Now, obviously, the stove itself will become tumah from akira if tumah goes inside of it, because it's not secondary to the basket. But saying the basket will not have halacha as a stove, and lefikach, therefore, since it's not like akira, inu mekabelos tumah ma'avir kakira, it does not contract tumah from its ear space like the kira, which is an earthenware vessel, rather like a regular wooden vessel, which is only mekabel tumah when it's actually touched.